I have been in the position of being the hired man's daughter. I've been a tenant farmer's wife, and then we own a little land at this point. And they all have their good points and their disadvantages. Being a tenant farm, you worry about pleasing the landlord. You'll worry about the possibility of having to move for maybe no good reason, or the place will be sold. And then you have the farm, and you worry about paying for that. So, but all through that, I've really never changed my attachment to the land. I see spring as the Easter, the new life. Summer is the growing period. Fall is a preparation for death. There's something stable about seeing a tree and about seeing grass, and know that it will go dormant if it's really dry or in the wintertime, but that it will come again. I hate to believe that it's the fall, but I have an uneasy feeling that it may very well be. And things have always changed, and people have always survived. There are two kinds of people. There are people like oak trees, and there are people like weeping willows. And if you're absolutely rigid and solid, you're likely to break with a really strong wind. But if you're more like the willow, you may swing, or the birch, or whatever. I don't think Cy was over 5 or 6 years old, and I read this poem to him about birches, and it happened to be in the evening, and we had a yard light. So we went to the window and looked out, and in the yard down there is an oak tree over in the hills. Probably Indians know more about it than I do. And there was also a weeping willow, and we looked at both of them, and I, pointed out to him, and he seemed to get the picture that there's things that bend, and there's things that are so stiff they break.